An Occupy Wall Street protester who was hurt earlier this week in California is still in the hospital today. Scott Olson's skull was fractured as protesters in Oakland clashed with police. Olson's a veteran of the Iraq War. Other veterans have been turning out for the Occupy Wall Street protests, too. Joseph Carter is one of them. He's been going to the Occupy Wall Street protests in New York. Both he and Olson are members of the group Iraq Veterans Against the War, IVAW. A few in the group have raised the idea that veterans could advise the protesters on tactics to protect themselves from projectiles or tear gas attacks. Joseph Carter says that the veterans group doesn't necessarily endorse that, but he says that there are things that protesters can learn from those with military experience and from people involved in protests in other countries.
One of the things I thought was really interesting from Egypt was that because of the rock-throwing wars that had sort of broken out during the revolution there, there were folks who were wearing plastic bottles on their heads as sort of helmets, and there was a lot of really interesting images that came out of that. So, yeah, I mean, if we can provide any sort of advice on that, I think that most of us are willing to do so.
Like what? I mean, what kind of advice would you provide?
Well, one thing that actually, it's funny that you brought this up. Last night, I was at a solidarity rally for Oakland at Occupy Wall Street, and I ran into somebody who's a former Marine, and he and I were speaking about how some of his friends who were former Marines had seen some of the techniques that had come out of Egypt and how to fashion homemade gas masks. And so they got really interested based on their training in the military to see how well these things work. So they took the models that they'd seen from Egypt and they'd fashioned their own masks and then tested them out with tear gas themselves to see if they worked, and they turned out to work. So now they're trying to share this information with other folks just in case folks get tear gassed.
Joseph, you've been out at the Occupy Wall Street protests yourself. Do you feel as though veterans are kindred spirits with those people who are out protesting? And I wonder if you know if a lot of your members are out there.
Absolutely. I feel like veterans are very much kindred spirits with a lot of the protesters. And veterans, for the most part, are part of the 99%. I mean, we're affected by the fact that our economy has been devastated by this recession. And, you know, whenever I go onto the internet, if I check Facebook, when I check Twitter, when I check all sorts of different websites, I see lots of veterans and people who are still in the military supporting this movement.
Well, what resonates, let's say you personally, as you're out there, what resonates with you and the message that's widely being disseminated in other protests?
I would say what most widely resonates with me and what resonates with most veterans that I know is the fact that right now our political system, as it's currently structured, disproportionately favors money from corporations and money from people who sit really at the top 1% of this population. We're asked to vote every 4 years and every 6 years for the Senate, and it seems like every time we cast a ballot, it doesn't matter if it's a Democrat or Republican who gets in, our voices really aren't heard. But corporations' voices are always heard. And so I feel like for me, someone who was raised really believing in the concepts of like freedom and democracy and liberty, I really feel like the American people's voices should be heard in our government.
How old were you when you first entered the military?
I entered the military at 18.
18 years old, and now you are 27 years old. So things have changed a lot in your life, not just because of your military service, but coming back now with many, many other veterans, certainly more people have been in active duty than when you were 18 years old. Is there a perspective that you have that gives you more affinity in these protests than you might have had if you hadn't served?
Absolutely. I feel like having served, I have a much deeper emotional commitment to making sure that people here in America have the rights that are guaranteed to them under the Constitution. Being that I spent 5 years in the military, I feel a very deep commitment to the American people and to their safety. So when it comes to things like Occupy Wall Street, when people are, you know, standing up and saying, hey, I want more of a voice in my government, I want to get corporate money out of our government, I definitely feel like a strong affinity with those folks, and I feel like I have a responsibility to stand up with them.
Interesting. You see that as a safety issue.
I feel like when it comes to the safety issue, we're talking about the fact that right now you've got folks who are standing up all across the country and they're being met with a really strong police presence. And that's not to say that I'm anti-police. I definitely am not. I feel like, though, that the various mayors of different cities and different politicians are asking that police be sent out to places like Zuccotti Park. They're being asked to be sent out to places like Oakland, and their protesters are being hurt. And so I feel like the more numbers that we have, the less likely they are to use that kind of force.
Thank you for speaking with us. Joseph Carter, a member of Iraq Veterans Against the War. Joseph served two tours of duty in Iraq. He's also a supporter of the Occupy Wall Street movement. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.